Hello and a warm welcome to this week's episode of the PPC Chat Roundup. In today's episode, we have Julie taking us on a topic about costs, because we are being seen over the past few months, this year, costs going up. So we're talking about keeping costs under control in today's increased automated PPC world. I think it's even something that we talked about at some point earlier on, but this one we're talking about those CPC spiking, what we can really do to keep control over it. There was a lady in the Google Ads channel of the PPC chat group specifically called Holly Rabowski, who talked about how she's seen CPC increased from 2 times to 5 times in the past 1 to 2 weeks. And despite several investigations, she's someone who's been in the industry for 13 years. And after loads of several investigations and troubleshooting, there was no significant reason why anything that she had really done, apart from setting max conversions with TCPA and limiting, there was a limit set to $40 based on historics, you know, kind of thing, really putting all those like right measures in place, those boundaries in place. And it looks like Google might have ignored a lot of that. So we talk about how to help those CPCs coming down, how to prevent it, and what kind of channels that we're seeing it happen in. So yeah, hope you enjoy. Hello and a warm welcome to this episode of the PPC Chat Roundup, a podcast where I round up the Slack discussion that happens on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. GMT. I'm your host, Anu, and I'm recording from my studio here in London, UK. And I use this platform to share not just expert, but also my ideas and considered best practices about paid media and the direction the digital industry is going in. So if you want to keep up to date with my tips and tricks in the industry and get the latest on the podcast that has been called your go-to, if you don't make it to the PPC chat live discussions, and even if you do, then like, share, follow, and retweet on That's Right Twitter. We're still on Twitter despite the Slack migration of the conversation. So get me there on The Marketing Anu, or join us in our LinkedIn group, which is the PPC chat roundup. Or if you're on Instagram, check us out at PPC chat_roundup to get quotes and snippets from our previous episodes. So we have Julie taking us on a topic about keeping costs down, keeping cost spend under control in our increased automated PPC world, because it seems that Google keeps getting outrageous more and more by pushing the CPCs. We know there's their rule where they can spend up to 2 times your daily campaign budget, so you need to watch out for that. But what are they doing in terms of CPCs that I don't think there have been any specific rules as to what they can do in terms of CPCs? So let's get onto that discussion. But before we do get to the questions, Julie usually gives her PSA saying this chat is intended for PPC professionals of all levels. So if you have something you want to share, please do. We are a friendly and supportive community. Please don't be afraid to participate. But of course, if you're just a lurker or someone who just wants to go back to the Slack channel and, you know, read the answers given, or just wants to listen to this episode, lurkers are obviously always welcome. So thank you for joining us today for another episode of our PPC chat rants and raves about what Google is going on, what is going on in Google even. So yeah, let's get on to question one. So Julie asks, have you seen an increase in PPC costs in the last 12 months? If so, by how much, on which platforms, and in what industry? So yeah, give a lot of your answers in that one go. Julie then herself answers saying, I have been seeing increases in CPCs in the last year for sure. I'm also seeing more and more of reports of people seeing wild increases in their CPCs, particularly in Google Ads. So yes, has Holly herself announced. And Holly as well answers saying, absolutely, CPC increases are rampant. I've seen this on e-com and lead gen accounts. One of my lead gen accounts have seen CPC increases over the past 2 weeks from 2 times to 5 times. Julie goes, yeah, glad you joined, Holly. Your post and the discussion around it inspire the topic. Colin Slattery goes, the general trend on CPCs is always up, so they're definitely higher than last year. I think volatility, though, is at an all-time high. We'll see CPCs increase 50% week on week with absolutely no changes to the campaign. For example, 50% week on week increase in CPCs. What are you guys saying? Julie responds, say, do we think these giant swings with no easy identifiable cause are just Google Googling, aka shaking the cushions, squashing, etc., all that? Peter Bowen says, I don't typically pay that much attention to CPCs, but I've seen a steady upward trend in CPAs, which are driven mostly by CPC increases. And then he added, I do lead gen only, no e-commerce. Colin goes, the more you trust machines, the less stability there is. Some of us are old enough to remember the high frequency trading flash crash in the markets. Dwayne Brown goes, increase in CPCs for some clients, some on Google's path and some with more competitors in the market. Mackenzie goes, I work entirely in the comm space, mainly fashion and jewelry, and earlier in 2023 we were seeing a downward CPC trend for quite a few clients, but now things are pretty dramatically up, speaking specifically to Google Ads. So specifically to Google Ads, specifically in e-coms, CPCs are definitely going up. What do you guys say? Julie then goes on to questions two, saying, if you have seen cost increases, are they limited to any specific campaign type or platform? So are we talking PMAX? Are we talking just, you know, keywords, campaigns, or DSAs? What are we talking about? Dwayne Brown goes, costs going up wall to wall and back again. We spend a lot on Google and Microsoft, and it's just, how high can it go some months? What will 2024 hold? If you can't control CPC, yeah. You know, I know that we like controlling things, and maybe there've been some stuff that they've taken away that we just need to let go. But what are they doing with CPCs? We've got to be able to control CPCs for sure. Josh M responds saying PMAX, target ROAS and CPA steadily increasing. And he continues, shocking. Colin Slattery goes, just did a quick look at our highest spending Google client, and year on year click costs are up 83%. Noel, he said 83.3% even. Julie goes, I think that's a fair question, Dwayne. So what was the question? Yeah, what will 2024 hold even? That's the question. What will 2024 hold? Julie continues, we all expect some increase in CPCs, right? Like adjusting for cost of living type scenarios. But the last couple of years, I have had the specific conversation with clients that they absolutely cannot expect to spend the same money and get the same results. Mackenzie Davis responds saying, we just moved one client off eCPC for shopping being deprecated, and the CPC increase when we moved to tROAS was 175%. Colin goes, you can set a max CPC for a shared bidding strategy, which is what we do with most clients. He continues, so you set up a shared tROAS bid strategy and set a max CPC cap on it to make sure you don't get hoisted like that. Can also be the tROAS is too low. And Holly goes, I did this and volume tanked, wow. And she continues, CPCs were historically $20 to $40 and I saw them going up to $60 plus. So I applied a portfolio bid strategy with a max CPC of $50, even a max CPC of $50, literally, what industry is that? Anyway, so yeah, she did that to be safe and volume decreased significantly. All right. Mackenzie goes, yeah, agree, Colin. I've been using the portfolio strategies, even if applied to one campaign, to just control those one-off insanely high CPC clicks. In a few campaigns or accounts, I noticed miscellaneous clicks of $40 to $50+ for brand in a space that's usually closer to $2. The portfolio helps mitigate that. So yeah, that is actually very alarming. Where literally CPCs, because yeah, even in the UK, our CPCs are more in the £1 or less. Sometimes you get them at 5p or 10p for brand CPCs. And she's saying for where it's usually $2, she's seen CPCs going up to $40. I don't even know what that is times. That's like times what, a million? of what the original is. Holly goes, volume only came back when I removed the CPC limit and CPCs went up between $80 to $110. I wonder what the what she expects, what the usual is of for those kind of keywords she's bidding on. Julie goes, I feel like we are entering the era with Google where you will be able to use whatever bidding strategy you want technically, but you might see your volume plummet when you put limitations in place. I want to be wrong, but I think this is where it is headed. Yep. Mackenzie as well saying, Holly, I'd say set that cap to avoid the worst case high cost clicks. For example, I still have a cap of around $10 to $15, even though I want my average to be $2 or so. Just wanting to avoid any of those one-off completely unacceptable click costs that raise the whole average. Colin goes, that's how we use it too. Julie goes, yeah, I think we also have to prepare ourselves and our clients or stakeholders to get used to some obscenely expensive clicks being just par for the course going forward too. Putting in at least some kind of backstop makes sense as for as long as we are able to do so. And then we have Julie taking us on to question three, saying, if you have seen cost increases, have you been able to determine the reason for the cost jumps? Colin goes, there's really two factors at play, which I feel like is always going to be the case. Increased competition, pushing up costs, and cushion shaking behavior from Google. We know that the average CPC for hidden queries has risen at a faster rate than visible queries, which is obviously cushion shaking on behalf of Google. Colin continues, so I think the answer probably for everyone is all of the above. Mackenzie goes, in performance max, not so much, but agree with the above. And then Julie goes, I feel like we have less insight into competition now too, which definitely impacts CPC. Dwayne goes, yeah, sometimes it has been more competitors entering the space. Seems like everyone thought they could have an e-com shop because of the pandemic. Julie goes, do we think that any of the increase in competition is a result of looser matching? For example, brands matching to each other. Has that artificially added competition with the matching being what it is? Mackenzie goes, I do notice if we pin in RSAs, it actually makes a pretty substantial impact to CPCs. Mackenzie Davis goes, we typically go unpinned, but when we're supporting promotions and pinning with a purpose, costs go up alongside higher CVRs though, so it balances out at that time. Julie goes, how dare you restrict the machines? And then going on to question four, Julie asks, if you have seen cost increases, have you been able to do anything to bring costs back down to previous levels? Which is the most important question. Like, what have we been able to do? Mackenzie goes on to answer this, saying, one thing that I just started testing this week is pulling non-revenue driving terms, thinking about intent from brand campaigns that are on TROAS and putting these into a dedicated low bid ECPC campaign. Still want coverage here, but terms like reviews, returns, store locations, etc. have high CPCs in TROAS and tend to have a different intent than direct to purchase. So yes, definitely think of separating regarding, according to intent and, research phases. So that's the whole thinking about top of funnel to middle of funnel and bottom of funnel. She continues, too early to have feedback yet, but can share shortly. Yes, stay in this group, Mackenzie. Let us know how that goes. Julie goes, please do. And she continues, good old fashioned heavy use of negatives can help keep the crazy matches lower. Dwayne goes, sometimes we can get costs back down a little, but not 100% to where they were. Lots of testing and looking at CPCs, CPA, ad copy, etc. Lots to look at. Our jobs, yeah. So automation is not going to mean that we don't need to do anything anymore. Automation is that is going to drive CPC up is really going to need us, a lot of paid search marketers, to really look at these campaigns very closely to see what's going on. So eyes, human eyes, are still very much needed. Julie then goes on to question five, saying, how are you explaining cost increases to clients or stakeholders, and are they concerned about this issue? Julie starts us off by answering, saying, clients are always concerned with increased cost of acquisition. They really primarily are. Yes, they want you to get the revenue and get CPA, but even if the target's something like CPA, you bet your bottom dollar they are looking at that cost, and they're like, yeah, that CPA needs to reduce, that CPC needs to reduce. She continues, it used to be a much simpler formula and process for keeping it in the range they were comfortable with. Now it feels like there are surprises happening every week with regard to cost, traffic, and conversion levels, etc. It's a lot to explain to clients, particularly when, for Google Ads at least, a lot of this stuff has not historically applied to that platform. Learning phases, what are we, Facebook? And all the coverage of the Google trial is certainly making savvy advertisers ask legit questions. Colin goes, I explained that's how things are going. I find that if you use broader match types, your CPCs go through the roof. So to maybe avoid broad, yeah, broad sometimes works, but broad sometimes makes your CPC spike up. He continues saying, but to accept that cost will continue to go up and that in order to just tread water, we'll need to increase conversion rates or they'll need to raise prices. Rates won't go down, they're only going up. So yeah, the cost to actually advertise on Google is just going up. And like, how up do you, can they increase it to get some advertisers just thinking, well, that's actually become too expensive for us now. Anyway, I wonder. Colin continues, there's no magic formula for CPCs to go down unless we find ourselves in a massive recession where demand craters, but that's a much bigger issue that I don't think anyone is going to enjoy. And even then, I think Google is going to put a very higher floor under prices to avoid having them go down that much. And that brings us to the end of our chat today. You must be happy to hear that that's a short and sweet one. Because, yeah, we are very much at this stage of learning. It's one of those things where even though there hasn't been, and correct me if I'm wrong, there hasn't been like a several updates once every couple of weeks in a while. But, yeah, it looks like other things are happening. Other things are happening across the board. CPCs are rising. And we are very much learning about how to actually deal with that. So we know that that's happening in e-com, that's happening in brand terms, that's happening for PMAX. You know, you need to really be careful about what your broad match keywords are like, adding those negatives in there, although that may plummet your volume. And so, yeah, we're still learning really how to do this. And this is what I mean. I said this in our PLU chat WhatsApp group not too long, saying that, you know, don't try to look for the whole accelerate my growth in learning how to do PPC, because things like this just levels the playing field. I've been doing this for close to 15 years now, or just over 15 years now. And these kind of issues just makes us all go, wait, what do we actually do? What do we actually do to reduce CPCs? I thought that was something I figured out in the first couple of years of my career. But now some of our veterans in this field are also having issues with that. So don't worry if you feel like you're flailing sometimes and it feels like you really need to start researching on how to get things right. There's no documentation for how to do these things yet, considering how things are changing so rapidly. So I hope you found that chat useful. I hope you've taken some great takeaways, or at least some comfort in the fact that you're not alone in seeing all these CPC spike up, and maybe that can help with the conversations you're having with your clients. So yeah, if you found this talk useful, but you do want to get more of it and have a chat, an audio chat about it, why don't you join the Discord, the PPC Chat Discord group? Just go on Twitter, and if you tag Neptune Moon, that's Julie Buccini, in a message, she'll give you the link to the Discord. And or if you just go on her profile, I'm sure she has shared it very recently. So yeah, maybe you can check that out. For any feedback about the podcast, or maybe some correction on anything that has been shared, yeah, get in touch with me on Twitter. My DMs are open on my handle at The Marketing Anu, and or you can just find me on LinkedIn. All my posts, I pretty much sign them off with The Marketing Anu. So yeah, you can check me out on that. It would also be great for all longstanding or brand new listeners to give the podcast a review. It really helps with the growth strategy of the podcast, and you can do that on Spotify by leaving a rating or leaving a review, whether it's on Apple or Podchaser or more. And yeah, we have got PPC Live UK's 8th event happening in Holborn. There's going to be pizza, there's going to be drinks, there's going to be cake, there's going to be great networking, there's going to be four amazing speakers talking a range of topics about retail, talking about getting control of your PMAX campaign, which will probably include CPCs, you know, getting a hold of the CPCs. Going to be talking about ROAS and looking beyond actually just ROAS and more. I can't even think of the top of my head, but yeah, those are my the topics I'm excited especially to hear about. So yeah, if you want to hear about those topics too, and feel like, if you feel like you're not sure what this industry is doing, and you just want to gather with other paid search marketers to speak the same jargon that you do, join us on October the 26th. We're going to be starting from 5:30 p.m. We're going to be meeting in Holborn, like 120 Holborn, right in the center of London. And yeah, it's going to be a whopper of a one. So join us there. Go to ppcliveuk.com to get your tickets. Finally, remember, for your campaigns and businesses to glide smoothly, there's a lot of hard work needed beneath the surface. So keep your swans kicking. Bye, and speak to you next week.